live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, if you're having family or friends over to your house, the first thing you want to think about is getting it ready. And there are many components to getting your house ready, and that is picking up the junk, cleaning, and thinking about how your guests are going to view your home. I brought in one of the owners of Two Maids and a Mop, Mike Miller, to give us the steps on how to get your home party and holiday ready. So welcome to the studio, Mike.
Thanks, Belinda. It's great to be here.
So we have a few steps. First of all, don't procrastinate. Get started early. That's a no-brainer, but give us some steps on getting started early.
You're right. If you wait till the last minute, it's just going to cause you stress. So do try to get started. Don't try to do it in one day. Budget your time when you're cleaning rooms. You can even use a timer, maybe 10, 15 minutes, and don't get distracted.
That's my biggest thing.
Yeah.
I'll start doing one thing, and then I get in a room, and then I start doing something else, and I've completely forgotten where I was.
Exactly. So just like I said, set a timer or something. Just budget that time to clean and just do it for a little while and then be finished. When you're cleaning, you can do as we do at Two Maids and a Mop and clean each room from top to bottom, left to right, back to front. That's a way that you won't forget something in the room.
Top to bottom, left to right, back to front. Okay, so that's a deep cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, that's the way that we use it, so that we know exactly where we've been in the room and we don't miss anything.
Okay, and you've got some tips here, I see, for ceiling fans. That's a great tip.
Yes, you can use a pillowcase when you're dusting your ceiling fans. Another thing you can do for your baseboards and your lampshades is you can use a paintbrush.
Are you spraying anything on the paintbrush or wetting it so it'll attract the dust?
No, you're just using it just normal. But obviously, if they need more attention, you can take a microfiber cloth and use some sort of cleaning solution.
Wow, those are great tips. Okay, what about wash dishes as you cook? Don't let them pile up.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. That way, it's just one less thing that you have to do later on.
Now, if you're having a party and you're going to have a sizable number of people attending, and you have the Ming vase in your house, or you know, grandmother's $100,000 painting hanging up there, do you want to leave that stuff sitting out?
Absolutely not. There's a chance that it might not get broken, but why take the chance? Go ahead and put it up high or in a closet somewhere where people don't have access to it.
But you kind of want to show it off to the people coming into your party.
Yeah, I think in that case, maybe you put it up high and so they can see it, but they're not going to knock it over, hopefully.
Okay, so what about the last minute touches before a party?
Yeah, so that's a great point. We've already done a deep cleaning of the home, and so now you're just getting ready for guests to arrive. What you're going to want to do is polish your kitchen counters, the faucets and sinks with a household cleaner, paper towels, to make everything shine. You're going to want to wipe down the bathroom surfaces and bathroom mirrors, and just add a splash of the toilet bowl cleaner just to make it fresh. And then finally, you want where the guests are going to be, you want to vacuum carpets or use a dust mop for the hard surfaces in your home.
Okay, at Two Maids and a Mop, what product do you recommend for hardwood floors?
We use a product called PQ7 by Betco. It's a neutral cleaner. It's safe for almost all hardwood floors, but
I'm writing this down. PQ7.
Yeah.
Can we buy that in stores? I'm guessing no.
Probably not, but perhaps.
Okay.
But It's a great cleaner. We've been cleaning homes for over 13 years and never had a problem with it.
And it leaves them clean and shiny and squeak. I like my hardwood floors to squeak.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so PQ7, and I'm going to be looking that one up. And obviously vacuum the areas.
Yes, vacuum the carpets where your guests are going to be. If you've got a master bedroom or something where you don't think people are going to be, you know, don't bother with it. But anywhere you think your guests are going to be around and you want the home to look nice, then yes, go ahead and just vacuum the carpets.
You know, here is a little thing. Guests go everywhere during a party, even where you think they don't go. You'll find they end up putting their coats in rooms, and then they just want to see your home.
Yeah.
And so they walk around. So don't think they're not going to go in that guest bedroom or that master bedroom or master bath. They will go. So you need to clean those rooms and don't leave them off.
That's a good point. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so what about the trash? Because it can build up. It can get stinky.
Yeah. One of the tips that you can use to kind of keep up with the trash is you can either double or triple bag your trash cans. That way, once you've accumulated enough trash, you can just take the trash out, put it in your outdoor trash container, and then you've got one ready to go.
Oh, that is brilliant. That way I'm not going under the sink looking for another trash bag.
Exactly.
Oh, that is good. Okay. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay. So what do you mean be on the guard for party fouls?
So this is, you know, I've always heard it's not a good party unless something gets broken or spilled.
Oh,
so
no.
That's an unfortunate part of parties if you're the host. But one thing that you can do to be prepared is you can keep a couple things handy. So one thing you can use is paper towels, or you can use microfiber cloths like we use at Two Maids and a Mop, which will absorb the moisture without leaving the lint from the paper towels.
Sure. Okay. And maybe some club soda.
Yes. Club soda.
Club soda handy.
Yeah.
And then you can call my friends at Zero Res to come clean up that mess when it's when they have this bee water that can get some stuff out of carpet like I have never seen. It's amazing. You have a special recipe for red wine.
Yes, again, another unfortunate thing is people spill red wine sometimes. So there's a couple of things that you can do to be prepared. You can use plain water, or you can mix 1 tablespoon of liquid hand washing soap and 1 tablespoon of white vinegar and 2 cups warm water. When you're trying to get the stain out, use a clean white cloth to sponge the stain with plain water, and then apply slowly and blot frequently with a dry cloth until the stain disappears.
I use just those cheap white washcloths that you can get at Bed Bath & Beyond, or you can use a microfiber,
right.
But don't use paper towels.
You can.
The lint
just
stays behind.
You can, but we would recommend microfiber. It just doesn't leave the residue behind.
Can you go ahead and mix that formula up ahead of time and have it ready?
Yeah, I would recommend that, actually. I don't think it would take, it's not going to cost a lot of money, and it's just a way that the quicker you get to the stain, the better. Basically.
Right. And it doesn't cause a big scene once the stain. The last thing you want to do is make a guest feel uncomfortable.
Right.
I mean, accidents do happen.
They do.
Okay. Everybody loves a little free food, but you don't want to have too many leftovers. But
right.
I love leftovers.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, you've already consumed a lot of calories probably at this point. So, you know, whether it's that or whether you just don't have enough room in the fridge or what have you, a good idea is to just put out some food containers that you can give to your guests some of the leftovers.
That's a great idea, and you can buy them cheaply at the grocery store, and guests will love to fill up a few of those and take home of the leftover party food.
Right.
And there, your refrigerator's not stacked full of food that's that you're not going to eat all of that.
Right. Well, of course, you can, you know, keep some for yourself.
Oh, of course, of course. So, do you leave the party stuff till the morning and just go to bed and start fresh and early, or do you tackle it that night?
Well, we recommend that you go ahead and take care of it so that, you know, the next day you've got to do whatever you want. So once guests start to clear out, you want to start cleaning off some counter space. Most of the mess is going to likely be glasses and dishes. So what you want to make sure you have plenty of room to stack plates as you get ready to clean.
Okay. And at least run some water over those so things don't get sticky. Okay. So you say cold water is magical. What do you mean about that?
Well, you know, nothing's more frustrating than trying to scrape food that's caked on a plate. So when you're faced with, you know, food stained dishes, use cold water first.
What?
Yeah.
I think hot water. I use hot water for everything. I thought hot water would be better.
I've heard that for a long time, too. And actually, you know, once you've done the cold water to try to get as much as you can, then you can use hot water.
But you say that hot water can cook the food onto the surfaces.
It can, yeah, if it's really hot. So that's why we just recommend, you know, cold water first and then followed by the hot water if necessary.
Okay, so we're learning some great tips here from Two Maids and a Mop with Mike Miller, one of the owners. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to give you a few more tips on how to be ready for that party that you're giving with family and friends and guests, and you'll be on top of things, and people will think that you are the most put-together host that they have ever seen. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're speaking with Two Maids and a Mop owner, Mike Miller, about now we're post-party and how to salvage your house when things might not have gone like they had planned. So, Mike, what if somebody spills something on your beautiful sofa? How do you get it out?
That's a great question. Do that first and then clean up. There's a little recipe that you can use. You can use 3% hydrogen peroxide mixed with a little cream of tartar or white non-whitening toothpaste, and you'll take that and dab it and then rub it with a soft cloth. The spot should fade away, hopefully.
Okay, and make sure that's non-whitening toothpaste.
Correct.
Because the whitening toothpaste has bleached my towels.
Yeah.
That's a great spot. That's a great tip. Now, water rings on furniture. It's my nemesis. I have a table that already has water rings from my children. And so tell us how the best way to get water rings off furniture is.
Yeah, so these might seem a little odd, but they work. You can use good old-fashioned mayonnaise.
Ugh, I hate mayonnaise.
Just simply wipe the full fat mayo on the ring, leave it for about an hour, and then come back and buff it with a clean microfiber cloth.
I'm going to have to get somebody else to do that because my gag reflex will kick in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that'll just make it worse.
The
other option is olive oil and salt. So basically take a teaspoon of salt with a few drops of olive oil, rub the ring until it's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can salvage this table that I dearly love, and then that will be all there is. Okay, so if we have scuff marks on a floor from people's heels, and sometimes those don't mop up
right
when you mop, what do you do?
One thing you can do is use a tennis ball, believe it or not.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, you just take it and rub it on the scuff marks, and hopefully it will take off those black marks or those scuff marks, and then you're ready to clean the floor.
Those are all great tips. Now, if people want to get in touch with Two Maids and a Mop have them clean for them or get some quotes, is there a website you want to send people to?
Yes. We have multiple locations throughout the metro Atlanta area, and you can go to twomaidsatlanta.com. That's spelled T-W-O-M as in Mary, A-I-D-S-A-T-L-A-N-T-A.com.
twomaidsatlanta.com. Mike Miller, thank you so much. These were tips that some of these I never would have thought of. And I'm going to be putting them into action today. Not the mayonnaise, but I'll try the olive oil first.
Right.
Right. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
In the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vein Innovations.
Hey, welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Would you like to know about one of Atlanta's great new restaurants? I have the chef of Five Church in the studio with me. And if you've been watching Top Chef, you know what's going on. I have Chef Jamie Lynch in the studio and foodie correspondent, David Danzig, in the studio. And we've been eating some of the great things off the winter menu. So, Jamie, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about Top Chef for just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so what's been going on and what can you tell us?
What's been going on? Well, Tom and Padma have been putting us through the ringer, making us cook some crazy stuff with some Southern flair. And
what's the craziest thing so far on the show you've had to prepare?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. I like this already.
You have to tune in and check it out.
Okay. So it airs on Thursdays at 10 o'clock on Bravo.
Correct. Yep. And we'll be doing, we'll be showing the live action at Five Church. We're doing a little viewing party. We have a big screen so people can come down and, you know, root me on or throw tomatoes at the screen or whatever you want to do.
Hey, I'm rooting you on. I have a Team Jamie shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting there. And so every Thursday, starting at 9 for cocktails?
Yep. Cocktail hour at 9 and then a live broadcast at 10 o'clock.
And Five Church is in Colony Square in Midtown, 14th Street and Peachtree Street.
That's correct.
In the old Shout location.
Right. Yep.
So very convenient.
Very convenient. Yep. We got free valet, complimentary valet. So yeah. that makes it easy for people. Just come drop your car off. We'll take care of it.
So this Top Chef is a big deal. This is really cool when Atlanta gets one of our one of our peeps into the national spotlight. And so, you know, I'm just always curious, like on these shows, when they cut a lot of times over to you, you know, you're getting dressed down by the, you know, the top chefs and the masters,
right?
You know, and then they I'm always wondering, do they edit like some of those reactions? I mean, or do you really feel like you're just getting, sometimes you're getting the riot act read to you?
Well, I think they definitely edit it, but you know, they'll lay into you.
Yeah. And is it really intense? Very dramatic.
I mean, it looks like are going to the principal's office and the heat in the kitchen is on.
It is on. You know, luckily for me, I spent quite a bit of time in the principal's office when I was younger, so I felt kind of at home there.
You look like you have a lot of ink. Yeah. I mean, you know, Atlanta's dining scene, the staff is now well inked, and
yes.
you, my friend, are one of the most decorated tattoo
people. That's
exactly.
a great way to put it.
But it's great stuff. Like, I love your knuckles say free mind.
Free mind, yep.
So
I'm working on it. It's more of a mantra to keep me grounded than anything else.
Nice.
I've got my hot rod burner over here.
Well, how does that free mind, how does that play into your food and what you prepare and the creative things that you bring to the table?
Right. Well, I mean, I think a lot of times, you know, we kind of get trapped in these ideas of, you know, what are expected and kind of what you need to do. And, you know, for me, you know, the free mind is kind of like just to kind of open up the box a little bit, you know, and be playful and, you know, just be allowed to do that.
Do you feel like Atlanta's ready for what you're bringing to the table?
Oh, for sure. I think definitely. We're really excited to be in Atlanta. You know, we started in Charlotte. Almost 5 years ago, we have a restaurant in Charleston, very different markets. Atlanta, you know, mm-hmm. our group is, you know, from New York. You know, we're used to the big city with, you know, a lot of open-mindedness, you know, and I feel like
more sophisticated palates, maybe
much more sophisticated palates. But Atlanta also, you know, people are a little more adventurous here. So that's fun for us, you know, and It's got that big city feel, but still with that southern kind of hospitality.
Yeah, and Five Church is real, is sort of has the roots in southern, you know, some traditions there, but it's sure. also got sort of an irreverent spirit. If you haven't been to the restaurant, the build out is probably one of the most
amazing things
you'll see, including the ceiling, which is hand painted word for word, every word from Sun Tzu's Art of War.
I kind of feel like that's a Sistine Chapel kind of, you know.
It must have been an effort like that. So like whenever time I go in there, I marvel at the fact that somebody was on their back painting every word.
Yeah.
And there's some great pictures I took up on, if you Google just Belinda Skelton, the number five in church, it have a lot of pictures up on your website of the ceiling. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. We got a shout out to the artist John Norris that painted it, because you know, he painted the ceiling at all of our restaurants. They all have the Art of War on there. And you know, it took him it's a big restaurant. It took him a while to do it.
Yeah.
And he nailed it.
Well, tell us about the winter menu, because you brought a couple of things in that I kind of want to hurry this interview so I can finish.
Sure. Gotcha. So the winter menu, you know, we like to do things that are kind of rich and seasonal, you know, but we like to be playful with it, too. So, you know, if you come in, you'll see a lot of things that will be changing, and we're going to be using a lot of local ingredients from farms nearby and trying to represent kind of the area.
Okay, like the tuna that you brought in.
Sure.
I mean, what would you call it? The tuna?
Tuna pokey.
Tuna pokey.
This one was inspired by maybe a little Top Chef action. one of the contestants on the show is Sheldon from Maui, and he's a super, super great guy. I learned a lot from him, and that kind of inspired me to do a Hawaiian style thing. So,
but it's got some surprises in here, like you know, David and I, like, what's the little crunch?
Right. Yeah, we got a little puffed rice in there, you know. Typically
little surprises.
Yeah. Typically you serve, you know, pokey over rice or something like that, but we, instead of doing it like a main course dish like that, we wanted to be playful, have it a little bit lighter, but still have that rice element.
But it's very filling. It's not heavy, but very filling.
Right. Yeah. Well, you get a lot of richness from the avocado.
Right.
And then, you know, we got some pineapple in there too to open it up and add some acidity and bring the flavor that way.
How much improvisation do you do? You know, because there's three locations of Five Churches there, so it's got some corporate aspects to it. I'm sure there's some uniformity, but do you get a certain amount of the menu that you just get to riff on and improvise, and you get inspired by experience at Top Chef and like, that's it, I'm putting that on for, you know, next time.
Absolutely. So for our model, you know, there's really only two dishes that are consistent with our restaurants, and that's the 60-second steak, which is a signature dish that I kind of auditioned with the ownership group with, and they were kind of blown away by it. And it's been on the menu ever since we opened. It'll never go away.
Okay, I want to hear about that in just a minute. Okay. 60-second steak.
Yeah, and the lamb burger, which is just a really nice, you know, kind of a little bit spin on a regular burger. It's really accessible to anybody, but still kind of cool and funky. But that's it. Other than that, you know, we can play with whatever we want. You know, whatever is inspiring us for whatever region we're in, or season, or ingredient, whatever it might be.
Okay, so a 60-second steak, so it's only on the burner for 60 seconds?
One would think. it's an illusion. Yeah, we call it a 60-second because it's a 10-ounce prime-cut New York strip. We cut it to order so that it's never been exposed to the air. There's no, you know, microorganisms are on it. Right. It's totally sterile. We cook it on the exposed side only until the heat transfers through and it becomes mid-rare on the uncooked side. So one side has got a really nice bark, heavily seasoned crust, and the other side is raw, but warm and supple and soft, and it's a really great eating steak.
So everybody's happy.
Oh, yeah. every now and again, somebody will ask us to flip it over for them, just so they're a little put off by it when they see it, but it's a great eating experience for sure.
You have an opportunity coming your way in February that very few chefs have, and that's where you're going to be cooking dinner at the James Beard House.
Yes.
So no pressure there.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's funny you should say that. You know, I was a cook in New York for a long time. It's where I got a lot of you know, a lot of my experience. So going back to New York and, you know, highlighting a dinner at the James Beard House is a little bit of pressure.
I started to say, which one's more pressure, the Top Chef or the James Beard House?
Right. I mean, that's high stakes.
Yeah, it's a different type of pressure, I think. You know, I would say, you know, for me, Top Chef was a lot of pressure. I'm not a competition cook by trade. I'm a restaurant guy, so I think the James Beard House will feel more natural. But it's a big stage. You know, everybody who's anybody will be at that dinner. And
planned your menu?
The menu's planned. It's actually online. The James Beard House posted it on their website, I think, this past week.
Can you give us a hint?
So we can
drool?
Yeah, yeah. What am I doing? Well, see, I'm doing pastrami cured foie gras.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing some, let's see, what else do I got on there? Some local fluke, like sashimi. There's going to be a couple other little surprises inspired by the show.
Great that the show has really influenced a lot of things that are going on the plate for you.
You know, I'll tell you, when I agreed to do the show, you know, of course I wanted to perform well, I want to win, all that good stuff. But really what it was about for me was, you know, changing things up a little bit and doing something different and getting inspired and meeting new people. And it really, you know, it's done that for me.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to come to Five Church and cheer on one of your favorite chefs, Jamie Lynch, all you have to do is arrive at 9 o'clock, grab a drink at Five Church at the corner of 14th and Peachtree, right there at Colony Square.
That's this coming Thursday night.
This coming Thursday night, yes. And because the show starts at 10 on Bravo, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, bring home the trophy, man.
I'm dying to
root
know.
Root me on. That would be our second. I guess Richard Blaze won it a few years ago, but that would be a huge feather in our cap for Atlanta. I mean, that's what I'm curious. You've cooked at Le Cirque, right?
Yep.
You've been at a couple places we were discussing in San Francisco.
Yep.
Including some place I've been at called Aqua.
Yep.
So you've been at some of the greatest restaurants in the world.
Yep.
Are we ready for our close up now? Is Atlanta? The scene is. I feel like we're right there.
Oh yeah, I think Atlanta is definitely there. You know, since I've been here, I've been eating around and you know trying to see what you know all the other chefs are doing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this place is as good as any. I mean, it's definitely at the top of the map for me. I think the Southeast is really coming along. And you know, New York, Chicago, like, look out, man.
Yeah.
You know, Atlanta is,
we're
ready.
Next Top Chef.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Team Jamie.
Hashtag Team Jamie.
Yep.
Okay. Is there a website you'd like to give for the restaurant so people can follow along and look at your menu?
Yeah. Come over to fivechurchatlanta.com and you'll see pictures of the food, the restaurant, you know, the artwork on the ceiling.
Absolutely. Yeah. And come to the restaurant if you can on Thursday, 9 o'clock. Be there in person to watch and be there with you and see the show. And if you can't, tune in Bravo this Thursday, 10 o'clock, to see Jamie Lynch perform his magistry in the culinary stage.
Nice.
Yep.
I know. Okay. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Back to Belinda Skelton.
Hey, welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig of the website BitesandSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. So I see we have a new player in the Buckhead Steakhouse Wars.
Yeah, we do. You know, when the Shops of Buckhead Atlanta first opened well over a year ago, you know, one of the things I looked most forward to was this rumor that a big New York City-based steakhouse was coming. And with American Cut, that long-promised steakhouse has arrived. And it's 3 stories of big city swagger. It's pretty awesome. So the bottom floor features this kind of clubby bar lounge area. You know, it's perfect for catching a game or a casual bite or a cocktail after work. And then on the third level, it's this swank open-air rooftop bar, and they call it the Regent Cocktail Club. It's got great views of downtown. It's a real kind of see and be seen, buzzy sort of vibe to it.
Okay.
But the real meat of the place is in the middle. It's on the second floor.
I get it.
You walk in, there's this portrait of a young James Brown just crooning into his microphone, and you walk into this very luxe dining room. It's got a very Art Deco mid-century feel to it, and it's just oozing with attitude. I mean, the soundtrack is more Motown than I would say Sinatra, you know, the Brat Pack. It's more traditional. So I started off with this plank smoked old fashioned cocktail. The server actually took a blowtorch to a maple plank, smoked it, captured the smoke in a lowball glass, and then poured bullet bourbon over a giant block of ice. It was just
really had a smoky taste.
Absolutely, it was fantastic.
Wow.
They've got great signature dishes. I did this tableside prepared Caesar salad with these massive strips of incredible bacon. They do a chili lobster dish. It's served in a fragrant broth with massive Texas toast. Great steaks. They do a smoked pastrami porterhouse. It has to be the most explosive piece of steak in the city right
now.
Holy
cow.
This is not your father's steakhouse. It's sexy, it's spunky, lots of attitude, and it really kind of goes headlong into that Buckhead Steakhouse fray. So check out American Cut. I have photos. I have more information at BelindaSkelton.com.
And where can we find you during the week?
My website is BitesNSites.net, and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. Folks, you're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.